A woman who says Arthur Allen Thomas raped her has told a court she was prompted to lay a complaint because Mr. Thomas could receive a formal apology over his earlier wrongful conviction. The woman tearfully recounted the experience in the Manukau District Court today. Jordan Bond was there.
More than 40 years since he walked free from prison and was granted a pardon over the false convictions for murdering Harvey and Jeanette Crew, Arthur Allen Thomas again stands in the dock. The police framed Mr. Thomas decades ago by planting evidence that was key in securing his murder convictions in 1971 and again in 1973. Now 83 years old, he faces historical allegations, one charge of rape and four of indecent assault. One of the two complainants was prompted to speak to police in 2019 after a petition was set up asking the police commissioner to formally apologise to Mr. Thomas over the Crew murders. Her words have been revoiced.
I didn't know how far it was going to go, but it just got me thinking again. Arthur got compensation, and now if he gets an apology on top of his pardon, I'm still left with nothing.
The woman also claims she was indecently assaulted by Mr. Thomas. She spoke to someone who said she could take him to court.
I thought, why should he get away with it?
The complainant said she was upset she had never received an apology. Years later, she sought a meeting with Mr. Thomas's lawyers, hoping for just that. But defence lawyer Marie Dyberg QC suggested there was another motive, money.
At that meeting, your group had actually tried to extort money by saying we will not go to the police.
The complainant strongly denied this. She wanted an apology.
I never got an apology. Arthur didn't even acknowledge that he shouldn't have done what he did. That's the purpose of that meeting. It was clear he wasn't going to apologise.
The other complainant alleges three instances of indecent assault. Yesterday, Crown Prosecutor Aaron Perkins said one witness who will be called to give evidence says he personally saw at least one of the incidents. Mr. Thomas denies any of the assaults ever happened, and his lawyer said the allegations are fabricated. The trial before Judge Bergsing and a jury is set down for 2 weeks.